always want to hear if you disagree.
We'll talk about it.
I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Thanks for listening all week, folks. And if you're still wondering, especially about your state legislative, assembly, and Senate races, do not fear. Civic Media is here. We are always here to help you. And we have got an incredibly valuable, detailed look, take at all of the legislative races, all 115 of them happening this year in the Wisconsin State Legislature. And things have changed. We've got new maps. For the first time in well over a decade, we have fairer maps. And finally, people will have some meaningful choices in selecting their state assembly people and senators. If you want to check out Civic Media's breakdown of all 115 Senate and Assembly races, just go to civicmedia.us to learn more. And of course, as we go into this weekend, folks, you may be spending time with your loved ones, and you may be thinking of those people that are hurting up and down the eastern seaboard as a result of Hurricane Helene. If you want to help them out, go to civicmedia.us/help. We've got links there to the American Red Cross and Samaritan's Purse. We're not touching the money. We're not taking any of it. It's just to help you get to a couple of the aid organizations on the ground, helping people in North Carolina and other states that are victims of this biblical natural disaster, because climate change is a real thing, despite what Ron Johnson, Donald Trump, and J.D. Vance may say. Before we get to local and overlooked, wanted to take a caller. Billy, what do you have to say this afternoon?
Hey, Maggie, can you hear me?
I can. Talk real loud if you can,
hey,
Billy.
Maggie, I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
Yep, that's better. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I'm loving your series on economics as much as I can catch it, and the discussion of kind of how the correlation between income and or wealth and the amount of taxes you pay should be. And I don't know if such a study exists, but I would really be interested to know not just the direction, but some of the details of the correlation between an individual's level of wealth and the amount, the value of the personal and professional benefit they derive from, you know, public infrastructure, et cetera. Like, you know, if I can't afford a car, I'm not getting the same level of benefit from use of the roads as someone who can. And if I own a McDonald's franchise, you know, I'm benefiting from, you know, my customers being able to get to my business, et cetera, et cetera. So I just really love to understand in numbers what the correlation is between the wealth of a person and the public and professional good they derive from those public services that are out there that we all pay for as taxpayers.
Thanks so much, Billy. I love this question, right? Because the wealthiest among us, and certainly the most consistently wealthy and profitable corporations, are wealth extractive, not just because they dodge their fair share of taxes, but because they benefit from the infrastructural supports. I don't care what we're talking about, what element of infrastructure that our middle class tax dollars afford, whether it's Jeff Bezos moving his packages on the roads that we pay for, right? Or whether it's a corporation hiring people, skilled workers that have been trained and educated in our public education systems, or in a private school paid for by middle class tax dollars through a voucher or choice program. All of this matters. And I can guarantee you this, Billy, whatever, and I will try to find an analysis of that, but the use, the exploitation of one single taxpayer dollar, in other words, how much benefit a single taxpayer dollar provides to each and every one of us in the middle class versus the richest, I bet that proportion is shocking. In other words, of every tax dollar invested in these sorts of programs that allow the wealthiest to remain the wealthiest and acquire even more wealth, they are getting a much larger benefit of every tax dollar than regular middle class folks are. Because, you know, I don't own a fleet of jet or a penis rocket to the sky. And with that, I think it's time for a little political relief. I am so happy. It is Friday because we get to talk about what's good, local, and overlooked in Wisconsin. Today, I've got one of my other fabulous female friends in broadcasting. Terry Barr is on a film set. She is on site. So congrats, Terry. Can't wait to talk about that. But I'm joined with my very good friend, Catherine Lake. Thanks for making time, Catherine.
Hi, Mags. Happy to be here.
Tell us what's good, local, and overlooked in Wisconsin today.
Okay. Well, as far as I know, the way this goes is I tell you some place that's a little overlooked, but I don't know if I have a place that's utterly overlooked because everybody in Wisconsin knows about all the great places in Wisconsin. We're a very prideful state, I have learned over the last 30 plus years I've been around here. And so for me, it's fall colors right now. I am going to drag my kid, my 14-year-old daughter, kicking and screaming, into the car to go look at the fall colors. And it's really the best way to do it, by car. And for me, it's driving straight west. My sister came to visit me in Madison when I first got back last summer / fall. And she said, I want to see the Mississippi. I'm like, okay, well, you know, that doesn't come through here. So we're going to have to get in the car. And we drove over to La Crosse. And it's 2.25 hours from Madison, not too far, probably too far and unnecessary for Milwaukee. If you want to see some fall colors, you don't have to go all the way across to La Crosse. Go north, Mequon, Sheboygan, Door County, gorgeous.
And Port Washington, yes, Milwaukee. Yes.
Port Washington, I was just going to talk about that, yes. So in La Crosse, of course, the riverboats depart from Riverside Park there. They've got this International Friendship Garden that features landscape styles from all around the world, which is, I think, why I'm going to choose to go there with my daughter, because just bought a house, really need to figure out my landscape style. I don't have one in this house just yet, and everybody around me does, so I think I'm going to try to hit that. They also are fest-happy in La Crosse, like a lot of places in Wisconsin. We love our fests. We're going to make a festival out of whatever you got all year long. So they've got, of course, an Oktoberfest in La Crosse, a River Fest, and on the 16th, Adventure Festival begins there. It's at the Rivoli Theater, which is a beautiful theater. It's films and storytelling. Adventure Festival starts on the 16th. I think it's a 5-day fest there in La Crosse.
Wow.
So I could recommend that. If you don't want to go too far from Madison, which is a perfectly great place to see the fall colors as well, but if you want to go a little less distance, maybe 1:45 to Prairie du Chien. Of course, the orangutan went there recently to make hay. But Prairie du Chien is actually a really beautiful place. They sport a really nice look at the Mississippi at the River Sculpture Park there. And they have the Casino Queen Marquette across the river in Iowa. You could use a few bucks there. Spook Cave Campground, which sounds awesome for kids. Prairie Funland, another place great for kids. And a fantastic educational thing to do with your kids. And I want to bring Bailey there, my daughter, to spend some time at Effigy Mounds National Monument. Effigy Mounds preserves more than, get this, 200 prehistoric mounds built by pre-Columbian mound builder cultures. So that would be something really spectacular to get a look at, all surrounded, of course, by the fall colors. And
yes,
if you want to head up north to Door County, Washington Island, that's the spot, Schoolhouse Beach. I want to go here. I have not been there yet, but I've been to Door County, and it is, of course, fall color extravaganza. But this Schoolhouse Beach is so beautiful and so important that taking its rocks is actually against the law. It's a perfect spot for people who don't want to get sand in their bathing suits, but these rocks, they're about palm size, some smaller. There's only 4 other similar sandless beaches in the world. The shore, Schoolhouse Beach, is named for a 1-room wooden schoolhouse that used to be there. Some people probably already know this. It's been replaced by a picnic table and a barbecue area. But these small rocks have been glacier polished over thousands of years, and they're little geological treasures. So, again, souvenir hunters have carried off a lot of the rocks now, so now there's a big fine for taking even one. So get
Catherine,
there to see it, enjoy it. Yeah.
Let me just jump in real quick. So first of all, yes, everybody's got to put Schoolhouse Beach on Washington Island on your Wisconsin bucket list. It is not to be missed. And no matter what, if you get there on a sunny day, even if it's in the fall or a different time of year, what's wonderful about these stones is that they heat up. And so you basically get like a hot stone massage if you just lay down on these rocks. Now, if you do happen to get a little seasick, be sure you take your Dramamine before you get on the ferry to go from the tip of the point of the Door Peninsula to Washington Island. It can be a wee bit choppy out there. They used to call it Death's Door. It was quite a navigation challenge for many ships because there were, again, these different archaeological outcroppings. I shouldn't say archaeological, but geological from the glacial period. And I have a little bit of a funny story for you, Catherine, about Fall Fest.
Tell me.
In Door County, of course. And folks, if you've been listening to the Local and Overlooked segment for a while, I have a little behind the curtains for you. I never know what my very special guests are going to talk about, which offers an opportunity for me to often embarrass myself with stories from the past. And I have one. One of my best friends from college was a big Fall Fest fan, and I frequently in college went up there with her, and we were fortunate enough to stay on her family's small boat, which they docked for the summer up in Egg Harbor. And here's the funny part. You know, being in college, we may have had an irresponsible number of adult beverages celebrating the fall colors in the Door Peninsula, and went and of course racked out on the boat. Her dad, who was also in town, thought it would be just hilarious to make sure that we were up and at 'em at sunrise. And so he snuck onto the boat, of course, his boat, and put in Jimi Hendrix, the Jimi Hendrix Experience at maximum blast on the boat's stereo speakers to wake us up. And he started with Jimi Hendrix playing the national anthem at Woodstock.
Of course.
So I have lots of fun memories of Fall Fest up in the Door Peninsula.
Well, Door County is just, it's a rare place in this entire country on earth, I even might gather. I just think Door County is spectacular. It just is. Now, have you ever been to the Nelson's Hall and Bitters Club?
No, but Nelson's I'm Hall intrigued already.
Oh, it's the oldest continuously operating tavern in Wisconsin at the tip of the Door County Peninsula. The owner used a clever loophole to get patrons drunk right through Prohibition. So let me say it again. It's the oldest continuously operating tavern, has never stopped all the way through Prohibition. So the owner, this Dane named Tom Nelson, he founded the Nelson Hall as a dance hall, but heard that alcohol can be purchased and dispersed and dispensed for medicinal reasons. He doesn't have a doctor. He's not a doctor. He doesn't have access to grain alcohol, which they were using a lot for depression and anxiety. I'll take care of it. I take a pill for that now. So Nelson applied for and received a pharmacist's license, and he used bitters, which apparently contain 45% alcohol, 90 proof.
Yes, 90 proof.
Parlance. Yes, right. So he prescribed shots of Angostura bitters to patrons, thus retaining his clientele and saving his business during the Prohibition time. Oh, here's the kicker.
Wonderful.
He brought it to the, he brought it. You have to go probably, right? He brought it to court. You love this. He gave it to the judge, and the judge said, that doesn't taste good. That has to be medicine. Keep doing it.
A gentleman and a scholar, Mr. Nelson. Thanks so much, Catherine Lake, my female fabulous friend in broadcasting. You have a wonderful weekend. Big hug to Bailey. Enjoy your fall color drive. Folks, we're going to come back here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. There's a brand new ad for Kamala Harris that I think you're going to want to take a listen to. Issued by one of the country's great national treasure musical recording artists. That's coming up next. Don't miss it here on the Civic Media Radio Network.